Today's Caney County Board of Commissioners public hearing. This will be regarding case VAC 2025-0001. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. To my left is Commissioner Zach Brooks and Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. The DSD staff report and any additional exhibits received by the established materials deadline have been posted on the county's website on the land use hearing page for anyone to review. Potential conflicts of interest. Before we begin testimony, are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations, meetings outside of this hearing, received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
And no for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating for this specific decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
And no for myself. All right. Would it please the commission if we forego the usual guidelines and
yes
openings? Okay. And I have your word that you'll be a happy camper, right? Yeah. Okay. So the single and only person in the gallery has agreed to be an active participant. So with that said, before we begin taking testimony, would Jenin... Somehow I had Diana sitting there. Would Jenin please administer the oath of affirmation, please?
Dan Lister, Frank Phillips, could I have you raise your right hand? Do you swear affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So, Dan, I need your counsel. Do you think that it's applicable for the applicant to go first at this, or these are usually technical and it'd be better for DSD?
Through the chair, I did talk to the applicant. It doesn't have much of a presentation. I think he's just going to let me present first and then kind of jump on if you have any questions.
Okay. Does that meet your expectations?
Yes, Chairman, and there is a letter of intent that I thought I needed to get a little bit of clarification, but I think Dan will answer those questions.
Okay. All right. So if it pleases the council, let's just go ahead and go to DSD staff for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Holton, Commissioners. So before you today is a request for a plat vacation to remove an easement off of Lot 5, Block 1 and Two Towers subdivision. So you see on the screen, there's the complete parcel outlined in red, and you can see in kind of highlighted blue the easement that the applicant's requesting to be removed. This is at 12080 Rivendell Court in Nampa. So here is the subdivision that was approved in 2005. Per the applicant's letter of intent, the easement has already been relinquished by the HOA back in 2013.
Oh.
Did not go through a plat vacation process. And since 2014, the easement area has been used for livestock. A structure was built in the easement in 2021 without permits. When the applicant came in to get permits, they realized they had to do a plat vacation. So that is what the applicant is doing with this request. And this application was submitted back on September 29th, 2025. Okay, so before you is the evaluation criteria. Basically just says we'll follow our hearing requirements and then evaluate it based on 50-1306A of the state law, which I'll do right now. So staff is finding that this does meet the requirements of the Idaho state law for 50-1306A. The application was submitted and provided with circumstances as to why the easement should be vacated. Again, the HOA approved the easement to be vacated as they provided that property or deeded that property to Mr. Phillips. Also, it was noticed per the state law as well as our Canyon County code. So that means we noticed everybody in the subdivision as well as property owners within 300 feet. And then we also noticed all the affected agencies. There is no comments received from the subdivision or neighbors nearby, and all the agencies really had no concerns about what this request would result in. We did also notify the city of Nampa since it is within 1 mile of their jurisdiction. They did not oppose, but they did want to make sure all the utility easements that are required to be on there are still upheld. So if this goes away, they still have that 16-foot frontage easement as well as a 10-foot on the side and rear. The applicant knows of this, and our code says the same. So as you'll see when we get to the conditions, that's what we've applied to this approval.
Okay.
And then this would not affect any part of any easements that would require or be required to have for gas, water, telephone, cable, power, drainage, and slopes. So there's no issues there. And then that this publication was taken care of for this request through the application fees. Again, notification was done per county code. No concerns were provided. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hear the case and recommended approval. And the condition is that if this is approved by the board, that the resolution would be signed subject to, one, a record of survey being submitted showing that easement being removed, but the required easements being in place. And then also that they get a certification from the county treasurers that they met all their taxing requirements unless they're waived. And then once they get that information, they can bring back the resolution at an agendized date for it to be signed.
Okay.
And with that, that concludes staff's presentation.
Yep. Chairman, Dan, there is a statement from the treasurer showing a zero balance due in our staff report. So that will, is that current or you have to check again?
So it's usually at the time of when
okay.
they request the resolution. So they'll
gotcha.
Just make sure there's no balance. And if there is, they have to pay it. Or typically they don't take these fees unless it's a new lot or something. In this case, they're vacating something. So sometimes the treasurer will waive it. But again, we all need that as proof that that discussion happened and either was paid or waived. And then once we get that information in a recorded record of survey, then we can bring that before the board for signing a resolution if this gets approved.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. I don't have any additional questions for staff.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, did you need to add anything?
Other than thank you for listening to us, like I said, it's been a long time coming for Dan and I. So.
Okay, good. Well, sorry that the HOA messed up in their transference of that property over to this lot that they thought they were doing, I guess. Who knows? It happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Chairman, I move we close public testimony.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So, and Dan has the conditions up here, so.
Yes.
I think this is fairly straightforward and just meeting all of the legal requirements to get this done, and we're a part of the necessary steps.
Yes.
So I'm totally in favor of granting this.
I am as well, Chairman.
All right. I would entertain either more discussion or a motion.
Chairman, based on the findings of facts and conclusions of law and order contained herein, I move that the board approves case number VAC 2025-0001, which is a plat vacation regarding the removal of an easement, which is approximately 12,150 square feet on lot 5, block 1 of Two Towers subdivision, parcel number R33014104. Subject to the conditions of approval as listed.
I second.
Perfect. All right. Dan has a scour on his face.
I'm noticing that.
Are you?
Really? That's the square footage?
Okay. It wasn't something that we did missed procedurally. Okay. Perfect. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So that is approved, and we'll see you back here with conditions.
Provide the FCOs to be signed today, so they match what the PNZ recommended and just changed it to the board concurring with those findings.
With those findings? Perfect. Okay.
Awesome.
And that document's up here for signature? Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dan. You're efficient.
All right. I don't have any other items for business for this. Does anyone else?
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.